Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. Yes. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to Monday, a very happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's Inauguration Day, and it's a day from hell if you're a New York Giants fan. I'm sorry. I know what it feels like to root for a crappy football team. I know what it feels like to root very hard against a team in your own division to not win. And yesterday and over the weekend, we are now set up to have what, in my humble opinion, is a living, breathing football hell for New York Giant fans. The Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Okay, I may have expected that. Against the Washington Commanders? Are you, like, to me, Teak, and I know you've got your own personal history with the Commanders.
Yep.
This is hell.
Right, but it's a little bit better now than my history with the Commanders for a couple of reasons. One, Daniel Snyder's gone, and Josh Harris is the new owner. Magic Johnson is a minority owner, and my aunt, my mom's oldest sister, has a business relationship with the Commanders, with the hospital she works for. So there's like a little bit of thawing of the hate that I used to have for them.
Right.
But the bigger issue for me is not that I'm a Giant and I hate the Commanders and I hate the Eagles. It's that one of those teams is going to get the opportunity in 2 weeks or whatever it is, 3 weeks, to beat the dynasty that is the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't think the Chiefs are that great.
Well, hold on a second. You're just skipping on the Bills already?
Yes. No, I'm skipping. I'm skipping ahead.
Wow.
I'm skipping ahead because what's going to happen? I can just see it.
Yeah.
Eagles, or let's just say it's the Eagles. The Eagles go in Super Bowl 59 and they're trying to unseat the dominant, dynastic Kansas City Chiefs, and then they do it. And the Eagles are the team that beat the unbeatable team. Like, that's what really is going to worries me more.
That's a great point. I think that adds to it. Like, I think that absolutely adds to the fact that someone's going to the Super Bowl who is in your division,
yes,
and someone, assuming Kansas City takes care of business, more on them as the show rolls on, will get to end the dynasty. I think it's all bad. And
right,
it's funny, like, I sat there on Sunday rooting passionately for the Los Angeles Rams. And I wasn't doing it strictly because of a bet I made or a pick I made. I'm doing it because, like you, like Tommy, mm-hmm. I'm a red-blooded New Yorker. I don't like Philadelphia. And my father-in-law can cite this, who is a Giant fan. I was screaming on my couch, something I didn't do all weekend long. But the one game I made audible noise for was the Eagle game.
Right.
Because like you, and I think I can share with you on this, I don't like them. I never thought about that with the Commanders. Like, Commanders-Lions, which was the most stunning result of the weekend, I wasn't rooting against them. But as we sit here on a Monday, and I see Jaden Daniels, and I remember that they're the Commanders.
Yeah. The Commanders.
This actually would bother me more.
The Commanders?
Yes, because as really? A Giant fan, I'd be, well, I'm used to the Eagles. It sucks, and I hate them.
I can see that.
I'm used to it. The Commanders are the team that you beat up for years. That's the team Daniel Jones would always beat. And yeah, you could throw in the Jaden Daniels factor. Hey, if Tommy DeVito doesn't win a couple of games, we draft Jaden Daniels. We're in an alternate universe. We're in the Super Bowl. Not as simplistic as that. But the fact that the Commanders have not only jumped you, but they are a win away from the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, well, call me crazy. I think the Commander thing would bother me more than the Eagle thing.
It does, but I also kind of respect how the Commanders got to where they are right now. They got rid of their owner, who was a scourge in the NFL. They bring in Josh Harris, who has experience owning professional teams. Obviously, the Devils and the 76ers. So he knows kind of what he's doing. He brings in a very interesting minority partner in Magic Johnson. And they hire Adam Peters. And they hire Dan Quinn, who then goes and hires Cliff Kingsbury. So when you think about the hierarchy from the owner down to the general manager, to the head coach, to the offensive coordinator, who clearly wanted Jaden Daniels. And because they were 3-14 last year, sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
3-14, they take the number two quarterback and Jaden Daniels, and he's perfectly suited to start and produce right away, right? So I almost respect what the Commanders have done to get themselves championship viable like that. Like, that's hard to do.
It is.
And then they did some great things in the offseason with Frankie Louvu, who's an outside linebacker, and then they just did some really good stuff this offseason. So I kind of respect it, and I don't hate them like I hate the Eagles. It's a different, like, ire for the Commanders, personally for me. But from a Giant standpoint, there's no hate for the Commanders, as you talked about, because we would own them even when we were bad.
That's what makes it worse. Honestly,
I guess, but...
Yeah, it's not about hating them.
Yeah.
It's about the fact that not only did the Commanders jump you this year, not only did they find what appears to be their head coach, and maybe we've all disrespected Dan Quinn way too much. I mean, the guy did coach a team to a Super Bowl, even if they were a part of one of the biggest collapses in Super Bowl history.
People forgot how good of a coach he is.
I think they clearly did. And Cliff Kingsbury's done an outstanding job. I mean, look, the Commanders from top to bottom, from new ownership, new head coach, new OC, obviously the quarterback. Look, they are, we all have respect for them. But it's the fact that they jumped you and they're so far ahead of you. And I know we've got 6 days, 7 days to figure it out. But in my mind, the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl is, all right, I've seen it. I saw them win one a few years ago. I mm-hmm. saw them lose one a few years ago. It is what it is. The Commanders getting to the Super Bowl and Jaden Daniels becoming the first rookie in NFL history to quarterback his team to a Super Bowl would drive me absolutely up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Even that game Saturday night, and I admit I had a weird way of watching Saturday night's game because at about 8:30 I heard a loud boom and I lost all my power for the night, decided, screw it, I'll just go to sleep. And I woke up at 6 a.m., no idea what happened in the game, power's back, and I watched the Commanders and Jaden Daniels put on a freaking show.
Yeah.
And to me, it was the most stunning thing we saw this weekend. We're going to get into everything that happened in this football weekend. But to me, number one surprise, not the officials helping out Patrick Mahomes, not Saquon Barkley rushing for 200 yards, not debating who to blame in a Raven loss, but it's the fact that the Commanders went to Detroit, Michigan and beat the 15-win Lions?
Right.
That's insanity.
It is, and it's kind of... It's funny because the two teams I thought were going to
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
You know, do the non-traditional. So it was going to be Detroit versus the Ravens, right? Not the Chiefs and the Eagles, but it was Detroit and the Ravens. That's who I thought was going to be in the Super Bowl this coming season. And they both lost without punting.
Right, that's true.
They both lost.
That is true.
Without punting. So they were good and they were equally terrible. That's why both of those teams are not going on. But you give the Commanders credit, because I don't think anybody had them going in Detroit and beating Detroit. Jared Goff has been fantastic. Dan Campbell has been amazing, obviously, ever since he took the head coaching job. So it just kind of like, all right, good, cute little story. Commanders, you're going to go to Detroit, and they're going to beat the pants out of you because they got a good offensive line. They got a great run game. They got a quarterback who's playing at a high level, wide receivers all over the wazoo. But this is why you play the games. You know what I mean? It's that old cliche, any given Sunday type of thing. This is exactly why, because all it took was forcing Jared Goff to become mistake-prone Jared Goff, and this was a blowout in the second half.
It
wasn't even a close game.
No, you're right. And I wonder how healthy Jared Goff was, because he was so bad in the second half.
He was concussed.
You wonder, if he was playing with a concussion.
Oh, he definitely was. He was concussed. There's no doubt he didn't have a concussion. Right? Was he able to pass the concussion test in the protocol? Sure.
Right.
But does it make him not concussed?
No.
Because some of the decisions and the lack of crispness, which he had played with all season, wasn't there.
No, you're right. And remember, we saw Teddy Bridgewater in this game for three plays, and it actually led to a Lion touchdown.
Yep.
That's when they ran that end around with Jameson Williams, and he ended up in the end zone for a 61-yard touchdown that at the time made it a three-point game. Mm-hmm. And then Jaden Daniels, and this was the story, responded at every turn as they marched down the field. He found Zach Ertz in the end zone, and we saw utter brilliance from Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, and here they are, the freaking Commanders in the NFC Championship game.
The Commanders.
The other aspect with the Eagles, they could have lost that game.
Yeah.
In fact, they came very close to pulling off one of the great collapses in NFL history.
Right.
But Saquon Barkley being Saquon Barkley, does that surprise anybody?
No, look, he's had one of the great running back seasons of all time.
Yes.
Period. I don't care that he didn't break Eric Dickerson's record, but when you go look at the total yards, including the postseason, he's up at 2,300 yards. And, I mean, we should have known that he was going to have this kind of day against the Rams, because don't forget, earlier in the season, how many yards did he rush for against the Rams?
Yep.
255 yards and two touchdowns. So when the holes just started creating or finding themselves open for him, and he, 60-something yard touchdown and a 70-yard touchdown, it was kind of like, all right, this is kind of what you expected. I was actually more expecting the Eagles to do what they did. Now, their own, faults made that game closer than it probably should have been.
Yeah.
And missing extra points and things of that nature. But I kind of knew that the Eagles were going to win. The Commanders surprised me. But here we are now with the Eagles and the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. And every Giant fan is saying, all right, Jaden Daniels is going to be there for a long time. Jalen Hurts is going to be there for a long time. Saquon Barkley is going to be there for a long time. Terry McLaurin is going to be there for a long time. Like, you're looking at all these teams and the construction of these teams and saying, this isn't going away in a year or two, and then it'll be our turn.
Right.
The fact that both of these teams are in the NFC Championship game and are going to be a pain in the ass for the Giants for the foreseeable future – That makes it daunting.
Well, it's intimidating because it's not just this year's pain of having to watch this. It's the fact that next year when you hope to compete, the Washington Commanders don't appear like they're going anywhere.
No.
The Philadelphia Eagles have certainly told you in the Howie Roseman era, they're not going anywhere.
Right. They're
going
to retool no matter what.
No doubt. Look, I give the Rams a little bit of credit. I thought they tried to battle the conditions as best they could. We talked about this on Friday. There is an advantage when it comes to playing at home with horrible weather when you're a bad weather team.
Yeah.
And to me, my attitude, now, Sean Morash isn't here today because he's sick. Now, some may say he's sick. Some may say he didn't have the balls to turn on a microphone and comment on the Philadelphia Eagles winning. I was tweeting all weekend long, but I don't hear him today.
Right. We need to see that 101 temperature.
That's right. I don't believe him. Actually, would you guys like to hear fake Sean Morash, though?
Yes.
Let's hear from fake Morash. So, fake Morash, how do you explain away Saquon Barkley rushing for another 200 yards and the Eagles advancing to the NFC title game?
Let me just say this. Miles Sanders, he would rush for 200 yards. The gaping holes that the Eagles' offensive line created, anybody can run through that. And in fact, I take it a step further. Saquon Barkley almost cost the Eagles yesterday. On that touchdown run, he was selfish. Had he gone down, the game would have ended and the Rams wouldn't have created that epic comeback that they fell short on. Saquon almost cost the Eagles yesterday. Not helped. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate that's fake Sean Morash, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be joining us throughout the program today. You're right. Saquon, that selfish pig, going all the way with that touchdown to put him up by multiple scores. But look, did the weather affect the LA Rams? How could it not? I mean, let's be honest. Of course it should.
Yeah.
Like, they're a warm weather team playing in a snowstorm. But that's why you get home field advantage.
And by the way, even if it's just not knowing how to run in snowy weather conditions on field turf, right? That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Knowing, I mean, it's literally as simple as what shoes do I wear, right? If you've done it before, it's like, all right, now I got to wear my long spikes because the ground is frozen, but the snow is going to be icy, so I need to dig into that, and it's going to give me some extra. Like, just knowing what shoe to wear gives you an advantage.
Absolutely.
And the Eagles, now, everybody was sliding around out there, but the Eagles at least had a little bit of that advantage.
Well, I think what you see is that late in this game, especially in the fourth quarter, you saw a huge Kyren Williams fumble, which led to an Eagle easy three. They probably should have gotten seven. They had amazing field position, but they get an easy three. Then you've got the Matthew Stafford fumble. So you saw the LA Rams not be able to protect the football. They turned the ball over twice. Turnovers matter. So, yeah, you want to tell me the snow and the icy conditions impacted the Rams, I'd say it probably did. But that's why you get home field advantage.
Yeah, that's
why the Eagles deserve credit for winning all those regular season games, and they shouldn't be like they don't count, like, it's just the regular season. No, there's an importance to home field advantage.
Right.
Now, it's not foolproof, as we saw up in Detroit. Like, it doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win, but of course it gives you an edge, and the Eagles took advantage of it.
Well, in Detroit, it's a perfect condition.
Right.
It's indoor, so there is no home field advantage.
Well, the home field advantage,
other than potentially not traveling and the crowd being loud.
Well, but I think the home field advantage is not dealing with the weather conditions.
Oh, true.
That's what I mean.
True. Like, but there was no doubt that the Rams defenders were struggling to get footage to make tackles.
100%.
And you saw it from the very beginning when Jalen Hurts goes 44 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
You saw it not too soon after when Saquon Barkley goes 61 yards or 62, whatever it was, for a touchdown. And then you saw it late in the game in the fourth quarter when he ripped one off after Cam Jurgens basically holds the D tackle and lets him slip into the second level and goes 70-something yards for a touchdown. Right? Those little things matter when, because football is a game of inches, right?
Yeah.
You slide and slip and you miss by an inch. That's a big play.
Of course.
The Eagles did it over and over and over and over again. There's a tune of 285 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
In a divisional round playoff game. This isn't like Little Sisters of the Poor versus the best team in football. This is a divisional football game.
Look, you're facing one of the rare teams in the NFL that has a coach that's won a Super Bowl, and a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
And despite all their flaws, the Eagles got it done. And now we're in hell. Now, you tell me, Giant fans, I'm just as an IFO observing that I know when I sit there and watch football, I A, don't want divisional teams playing for a championship, and I certainly don't want the team that I was better than for a big portion of time to jump me like this. And that's why the Commander thing would bother me.